From wind turbines, solar collectors, and other renewable sources, North Carolina is greening up the way it generates power. Legislation passed in 2007 states that 12.5% of North Carolina's power sales must come from renewable sources by the year 2021. On Thursday, another hurdle has been cleared in the effort to develop wind farms off the coast of North Carolina. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has completed its environmental review for three wind energy areas. The next step is making these areas available for leasing for site characterization and site assessment activities. While North Carolina is just starting to explore offshore wind potential, we're leading the way when it comes to solar power. The state ranks fourth in the nation in installed solar capacity, and according to the Solar Energy Industries Association, North Carolina has more solar capacity than all the other southeast states combined. When companies seek to build a solar facility in North Carolina, most turn to the eastern region, according to spokesman for Duke Energy, Randy Wheelis.
Eastern North Carolina may be one of the hot spots of solar power in the nation. You know, a lot of it has to do with the geography. I'm from that area, so there's a lot of tobacco farms that aren't growing tobacco anymore, and those long stretches of flat land are very ideal for a solar farm.
Duke Energy, the largest solar energy company in the state, has more than 20 projects in North Carolina.
From the northeast down to Halifax, Edgecombe County, Washington, New Bern, you know, Onslow County, just pretty much all the eastern North Carolina counties, we've got some project in that's either operating or being built.
In Duplin County, the Warsaw Solar Facility is under construction on 500 acres on Penny Branch Road. When the 65-megawatt project is online, it will be the largest solar facility on the entire East Coast. Warsaw Town Manager Sean Condon says the construction has created local jobs and economic benefit in the area.
A small town such as Warsaw, you know, it's exciting for a town our size to be involved in a project of this size, you know, especially with a 21st century technology such as solar power. And, you know, we hope that it puts us on the map so far as being an eco-friendly town and also expanding and hopefully attracting other companies that are interested and have that commitment and dedication to clean energy and renewable energy.
The Warsaw Solar Facility being built right now will be finished in a couple of months. Another large-scale project in Wilson County is slated to go online by the end of this year. The 40-megawatt Elm City Solar Facility will include 520,000 panels on 450 acres on Haynes Road. And Duke Energy broke ground this summer on a solar project at a military base in eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, at Camp Lejeune, we've got a 13-megawatt project under construction that should be finished by the end of the year. And that will supply power not only to the base, but also nearby customers in Onslow County. So that's a great combination with the military because in the future, we think that will provide backup power if there ever was a grid emergency where the base needed as much power as it could get in a dire situation.
As promising as solar power is for eastern North Carolina, there's also downsides. Solar panels only work when it's sunny, materials are expensive, and solar doesn't match the output of conventional power stations. However, Wheelis says technology is improving and the cost of materials is going down.
A lot of our older projects are small scale. I think at one time 5 megawatts was a pretty normal range. That's probably going to serve about 1,000 customers. But as building methods have progressed, we've seen larger projects start to make more economic sense. So you're starting to see projects in 20, 40, 60 megawatts. So there'll still be other smaller ones like 5 megawatts, but I think for a big impact with solar, I think you're going to start looking at more larger projects.
Moving forward, solar power has a promising future here in eastern North Carolina. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.